93.5, 95.3. We were doing some dancing.
So I got the Boise State women's team. Yes. A little bit of background.
Okay.
Well, at least this season, they are ranked 70th.
Oh!
I don't know if there's even... I didn't know there were 70 women's tennis teams. I know Title IX, you got to pick and choose what sports.
Sure.
So they're 70th.
So 70th right now, and they're
far
facing
cry from any sort of powerhouse. Okay. Maybe they've had some success in the WAC. This is not a National League.
Okay.
Well, and the thing is about this whole ordeal, I think there was $4,300 something that were involved with 65 athletes.
Wow.
So you're talking about like $80 per kid, and the lowest one was $2.34.
Hmm.
So you're wondering, did they just give this kid a Happy Meal or something?
I was going to say.
And that's what they got to get him in? I don't know.
Welcome to Boise State. Pick up your Happy Meal. All right, we're talking about Rashard Mendenhall and his crazy comments, and we're going to bring on Aaron from Tolono. Nope, Aaron's not there. We apologize. Hopefully Aaron will give us a call back.
Hopefully
but
so.
What we are talking about with Rashard Mendenhall is the tweets that he came out with describing the situation with bin Laden, and you and I talked about this just briefly. You know, when they announced this, I had just returned from St. Louis, and they made the announcement late at night about bin Laden, you know, being done, mm-hmm. basically. And you saw all these, like, college kids out, like, partying and woo,
yeah.
And I thought, it's kind of a weird view. I mean,
yes.
It just kind of looked weird to me
yes,
to see that.
But you have to realize, I mean, we were both college kids. We,
right.
we were looking for a reason to party. And sometimes you look for a dumb reason to go out and get drunk or whatever. And these kids don't know any better.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
yes, I'd hope they wouldn't. I mean, there's a lot of people that probably, a lot of college students that probably sat there and said, thought about it,
yeah.
watched TV,
yeah.
didn't go out and kind of make fools of themselves. But then you have these athletes taking to Twitter, voicing their opinions. What do you think about it? 359 call 217-359-2255.
Well, let's go back to Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
Good, guys. How about you?
Very good. What do you think good. Of this?
Well, I think it's kind of, not kind of, I think it's highly disrespectful to those 20-some guys who, you know, went out there the other night and took care of this business for us so that he's able to go cash his multi-million-dollar checks at the bank on a regular basis. And I think if you probably added up what all those guys made in a year, they wouldn't touch what he's making in a year. And I think that sometimes these guys need to, like you said, think about what they say. Very disrespectful to the people that are out there on the front lines, you know, serving and protecting us, enabling us to do like you guys on the radio and me out here working today and everybody else so we don't have to.
Aaron, that's
and, you
a
know,
great point.
You know, they just, I just think sometimes, like you said, they just need someone to walk around with them and smack them in the back of the head when they say some of this dumb stuff and prevent a lot of these problems.
You wonder if they shouldn't tweet or do something to their agent first and let him, proofread it.
Well, it's like a little kid. I mean, do you have to have everything proofread? I mean, how old are these guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just think about this. I guess this would be my last point, and I'll leave it to you. But you think about, okay, if those guys, they said, were from Virginia, and say there was a guy there that was a big Steelers fan, and say the money and media he gets is maybe he's a friend of Mendenhall's on Twitter. Well, then when that guy's going down that rope and taking gunfire, you know, the whole time he's over there, family, kids, you know, whatnot, and Mendenhall's his favorite player, and he gets back home and he sees that, I mean, what's that guy going to feel like? Right. That's just wrong.
Aaron,
you know, and
yeah. That's.
I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Have fun.
Great stuff, Aaron. That is great stuff. And that's something, that's a point I hadn't even really thought about and one I want to talk about.
Yeah, what do you think? 359 call, 359-2255. One thing I actually liked about Mendenhall's tweets, we'll talk about that next on the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. Lance, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. We're talking about Rashard Mendenhall and his interesting tweets
mm-hmm.
that he sent out. And let's go to Noah. Noah, how are you? Noah, are you there?
I don't think Noah's there.
Okay, let's how about we do this? Let's try Ken in Champaign. Nope. Ken, well, we're losing everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my bad.
Jeez.
Maybe they'll call back. Hopefully they'll call back.
359 call 217-359-22.
What is going on in your guys' studio today?
I don't know. I think I'm doing everything
Lord.
Right. They'll call back.
Oh,
There we go.
Anyway, I said there's one good thing about Rashard Mendenhall's tweet.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear this.
He's exercising his freedom of speech.
Well, amen.
And at least he has a view. You know, I think it's the wrong view that he's talking about Osama bin Laden and that people shouldn't rejoice. I've heard a lot of people talk about this. I know we're probably not getting too much into this, but this is a day I just don't know if he knows all the facts. You know, Rashard, Osama bin Laden was at least partly responsible, at least mastermind behind the September 11th attacks.
That is correct.
3,000 people, 3,000 Americans were killed in that. I don't have a problem if people celebrate in the streets that this guy is dead.
Yeah.
Because he killed 3,000 people. And you can say the U.S. kills some people, yes. Maybe some of them are innocent. But come on. I mean, this guy.
And that's just 9/11. That doesn't include the others.
This was one day an evil power came through here and took 3,000 of our citizens' lives. I don't have a problem with people celebrating that.
I can't. That's perfect. It's perfectly said. Let's go to Ken now in Champaign. Ken, how are you?
Good, guys. Good show here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. First off, I want to say I am a Rashard Mendenhall fan. Whenever I, you know, watch the, I'm not as particularly interested in the Steelers, but if they're playing and my Bears are not playing, I'll watch just so I can root for him.
Sure.
And he's doing a good job too. But I find it interesting that he starts off his tweet where his whole point is that we're not supposed to be judging other people and making what he considers ill-founded accusations. And then he ends it by making what I consider a very serious, or alludes to a very serious accusation on his part that perhaps this was some inside plot by someone in this country, presumably within the Bush administration, you know.
Well, isn't he also, Ken, judging people who are celebrating? Sure. Seems like he's being hypocritical on both parts there.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, if others can't judge, then why is he feel free to do it? You know, I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of my take on it. But I agree also with your point that these, I don't know, sometimes I think when people assume a high profile in life, be it in sports or anything, they almost feel like they're obligated to voice their opinion, but I think maybe it should be a little bit the other way because, you know, since everybody's going to be listening, you should be a little more guarded, I would think, about it, you know.
I agree. Ken, thanks for the call today.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that is Ken from Champaign. We appreciate that.
If I can just give a little context here,
yes.
Because, you know, you got in these tweets from Rashard, a very, I don't want to say holier than thou. No, I do. Yes, he was being holier than thou in these tweets.
Yes,
there's
right.
No question about that, especially at a time when there's a lot of emotionally vulnerable people. There's no doubt. This is something that struck a lot of people, and then he's coming out naysaying it, which is fine to give an alternate opinion. I don't mind that.
Sure.
But coming from a guy, these are just three tweets. I'm going to have to clean one of them up, unfortunately. But these are three tweets to give you a little context on what a God-fearing guy this Rashard Mendenhall really is. What a classy guy he is. One, women are some of the most selfish creatures I know. Two, women, if you don't respect your man, someone else will. These are tweets from Rashard Mendenhall. And three, performing an act on a male companion is optional. It's either or some other chick.
The pride of Skokie.
Yes, yes. It's optional. It's either going to be you or some other chick. Choose wisely. Thanks, Rashard. That is the context of this guy right here. Give me a break.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand. Look, if you've got something to say, I just don't understand why they feel the need to say it.
Well, here, I put this out there. What are your thoughts on this whole Rashard Mendenhall on Twitter? You can find me at Werner Connect FM. That's WERNER for Werner. And a lot of people saying that they totally disagree. Doug said he's an idiot, not just for commenting, but for believing the ignorant things that he believes.
Right.
And then Ian goes on to say, philosophically, it takes an intelligent person to make the connection he did. Putting that on Twitter, dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he goes, he says, you know, I think Mendenhall, I get what he was trying to say. Your view on this conflict is completely dependent on where you were born. I'm sure some view the U.S. as an evil power, but after saying that, Mendenhall has to realize his stature and be careful what he makes public. And then the rest of the people I'm that were tweeting at me pretty much said, you know, you can go ahead and say what you want, Rashard, but you're going to have to suffer the consequences of what you're saying publicly. And I just don't think that he realizes it. This has turned into a national story. You go on ESPN, you see Rashard Mendenhall's name for the wrong reasons, yep, for these tweets, these thoughts that he put out there without even really thinking about them. It's on Yahoo Sports, it's on Sports Illustrated, all of this. And now you wonder, what does this do to Rashard Mendenhall? I mean, yes, he's going to be a phenomenal football player. I don't think anything comes of this. But his owner had to come out and make a statement. The Rooneys had to come out and say, we don't get what Rashard was saying. We don't agree with that. That's not a good thing if you're an athlete. And you're talking about, this is a possibly, in just these 140 character lines that he's given out on his Twitter, he's losing money doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to, I can't see Gatorade going to Rashard Mendenhall and be like, I think you would be a great spokesman for my product after what he's saying right here.
Well, who else, the voice of the Aflac duck,
making a joke after the,
he joked about the deal in Japan and lost his job.
Yes.
I mean, he lost a nice gig over it. And it's just, you need to think before you do this.
Well, and the thing is, before we didn't have this problem, because yes, sometimes we make stupid comments and joke about things that are serious because that's how some of us handle these things. Right. We make little jokes because life is too serious. But you don't go on Twitter Rashard Mendenhall has almost 20,000 followers. A lot of these people are media too. I follow a lot of the Illinois athletes. I follow a lot of athletes just so, you know, you follow them to see what they have to say and if you can get any insight into what they're thinking. And Rashard sends this out to 20,000 people.
Mm. But it'd be one thing if he was making light of it. He's not. I mean, he's trying to make like a serious point that he clearly believes in. And what troubles me is, again, if this were just a misguided one-off thing from him, okay, I get it to a small degree, but then he ends it. He has to get out there this sort of backhanded, well, President Bush did it. He had to go the route of the conspiracy theorist with a very, I mean, man, there's the, you know, so basically, the you know, we never landed on the moon, and Elvis and Tupac are alive, and by the this was an inside job. Yeah. Okay,
and
see.
And he's not the only one that believes that.
No, I know.
It's just, this is a high-profile athlete saying this, and you wonder where his expertise is. Well, does this change your opinion about Rashard Mendenhall? What do you think of this whole ordeal? What do you think about athletes getting involved in issues, politics, the news? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
Well, to add some humor to this, I had a buddy that texted me and said, I think Big Ben is happy Rashard Mendenhall picked up Twitter. No heat for Ben this offseason.
Good point. Very good point, actually.
Ben Roethlisberger's like, sweet. I can go wreck a motorcycle and not get in trouble.
That's supporting your quarterback right there.
I tell you. Let's come back, though, because Rashard Mendenhall is not the only athlete that has come out and said something crazy. Give us a call, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. We'll chat about a couple of other athletes that went out on a limb and decided they wanted to spout off and how dumb it sounds. Tan J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tan J Show, 93.5, 95.3. That means it's 5:30-ish. 5:37 to be exact. May 3rd. It is Tuesday. Mike Carpenter is in. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Warner, Lante, Tay, and Jay Show.
And we're talking about the pride of the Illini.
Yeah, pride of Skokie.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you'll give him over to Skokie, huh, with this
one? Yes, I will.
Rashard Mendenhall with his tweets about Bin Laden, saying people shouldn't celebrate about it, and then he's throwing out his conspiracy theory with the 9/11. I mean, he's not the only one. But this is an athlete, a high-profile person coming out saying this on Twitter. A lot of other athletes took to Twitter. I saw DeMar DeRozan, my want to take one back. He said, Obama ain't dead.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and
DeMar.
He was throwing out the Elvis and the Tupac thing.
Oh, wow, so it wasn't just me making a joke.
No.
Jeez.
And then a lot of other guys went out on Twitter and said, hey, we got him, you know, great. And a lot of guys were throwing support towards it. A lot of people saying, hey, is the war in Afghanistan over? Just kind of throwing out stuff. I saw Reggie Bush even throwing stuff out there.
I'll just be
honest
with you. That is not one time that I need to hear what an athlete thinks of this. I'm sorry. I like athletes. That's great. I talk about you. I don't care what you think about this. Right. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, have your own opinion. I don't go.
Well, they're voicing their opinion.
You're right.
And they can. They just got to suffer the consequences. But what do you think? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
Let's go to Longview and Noah. Nope, nope.
Oh,
nope,
boy. We lost Noah. He's getting bad cell phone service.
Oh, so. He is? Okay. Well, we appreciate Noah trying to call in. We can try it one more time if he gets to an area that is good with a cell phone. So, you know, Rashard Mendenhall, not the only guy to bring up and say some stupid stuff. And one thing you had sent me today, and all I had to do was see the name, and I started just thinking, oh, John Rocker. Really?
Mm-hmm.
John Rocker.
Now, Mike, you remember this way better than I do, but what did John Rocker spout off?
Well, I can't recall specifics, but I do know that he was talking about African Americans and Jewish people in New York City and his distaste for such people. And he was much more, I basically just did him a service by making that as eloquent as I could.
Correct.
Because he didn't say that nearly as polite.
And then just a couple weeks ago, we saw Luke Scott, Baltimore Orioles outfielder, join the birth room.
Yes. Thank you, Luke. Thanks.
Yeah, calling for, you know, Obama's birth certificate. Yes. Well, okay, Luke Scott, what do you have to do? I mean, I get you're a citizen. You can do what you want to do, and these guys can voice their cause, but suffer the consequences, Luke, because, I mean, they came out with the birth certificate, whether you want to believe it or not, but they came out with it 2 weeks ago, I think it was now, and Luke Scott just not doing well. I mean, this, I don't think the athletes get that they probably shouldn't get involved with this.
No, I agree. I don't understand why they need to. I understand that the tweets and all that. I mean, again, I'm not a guy that does that. I don't really. I know I've got an account. I don't follow people that do that, and I'm sure I'm next generation lawn jump aboard, blah blah blah. But it's just one of those deals. I don't care. I like it on the Bulls. Like the Bulls lost last night. Right. I wouldn't care what, let's say, Matt Holliday said about that. That would mean nothing to me.
It's just a connection.
I know.
It's a generational gap in that we have more access to these athletes than ever before. But I mean, growing up, if you were growing up in the 30s, 40s, 50s, I mean, these baseball players were myths.
Yep.
I mean, if you saw them, it was a big deal because you didn't get to see them every night on TV.
Exactly.
You heard them on the radio and you read about them in the newspapers and magazines. Now these guys, we want more. We want more interaction with these guys, and it's a way. I know Aaron Rodgers tweets back and forth with fans all the time, so fans love doing that. They love hearing more about these athletes that they look up to. But, you know, what do you think of athletes getting involved in politics? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. One of the greatest athletes of all time, Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Very political.
Very
political.
Very much so.
And he and two of the best athletes of all time that aren't very political, he criticized. Michael Jordan never got involved in politics.
Right.
He said, I'm not getting into that.
Yeah, I play basketball.
I play basketball. Tiger Woods has been the same way. He just says, no, I'm not getting involved in this. And Jim Brown's done some good things in politics. Muhammad Ali was a guy that, you know, people called the draft dodger at the time. Wouldn't go to Vietnam because I think the words that he said, I ain't got no problem with the Viet Cong.
Yep, he said that.
So, I mean, and some people champion that. There are a lot of people in his corner, a lot of people criticizing him. But with those guys, Jim Brown and Muhammad Ali, they stood up to it, and they answered the tough questions. We haven't heard from Rashard Mendenhall since he made these tweets. I know it's only been 2 days, but he hasn't really stood up and backed himself up on this. These are guys that had these beliefs, were researched, well-versed in all these things. I don't know if Rashard at all fits in that category.
Now, you know what happened, Jeremy? He saw that movie Loose Change by the conspiracy theory. He saw it once. I guarantee you that he saw it once, went on Wikipedia, read about the 9/11 conspiracy theory, just little bits and pieces, and that is what formulates his opinion. It's an entirely stupid opinion, and the more I hear about it, the angrier I get. I apologize.
Well, I would imagine that sports information directors and PR guys and agents everywhere just shudder with the thought of Twitter. Mm-hmm. Because all it takes is for you being an agent to go to bed at 10 o'clock one night, wake up the next morning and realize that your athlete that you represent, that you're hoping to get a contract with this commercial or this product, just blew up himself basically over the phone saying something, or the Twitter, saying something stupid. And not only did he cost himself millions or a lot of money, he's costing you a lot of money.
Well, and I forget what Larry Johnson got in trouble about, but he tweeted something, and I
remember that.
I think he was the first athlete to really suffer the consequences of having an unfiltered Twitter feed, and that he spoke his mind about something, and no one wanted a piece of him.
Yeah, right.
No one wanted a piece of him because, one, he wasn't that great of a running back anymore, and, two, he said this stuff. So when you as an employer going out to look for someone, you do research on them like any other job. Sure. And NFL owners are just saying, well, this guy, one, doesn't do enough on the field.
Right.
And even if he did, he might not be worth investing because we're going to have to answer all these questions about his views on these random topics.
359 call 217-359-2255. We are back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.
Oh, man. I swear that starts out with Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. Latte, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter, though, today known as Matt,
because I've been demoted.
Is in AAA.
I ruined a tease, and I've been demoted ever since.
You are down. In fact, you are not even getting the start tonight in AAA.
You're going to have to hit about 400 over the next couple days.
Just to get a call up.
Wow, I'm a defensive replacement in AAA.
Maybe in a double switch late.
So go work in the cages for a while.
Okay.
Well, let's go to Chase in Champaign. Chase, how are you?
Doing pretty good, guys. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Hey, I just want to make a quick comment real quick on the whole Rashard Mendenhall tweet situation thing here. To me, the 9/11 thing was my generation, being only 22 years of age, our generation's Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
You know, the darkest day since Pearl Harbor, some would say, so on and so forth. And I don't mind it, him coming out and having his opinion. I mean, he has that right. I mean, people have died over the years to have give him that right to say what he thinks and his opinion and everything. But just the way he kind of said it and the media route that he took to say it was kind of, to me, a little questionable.
Fair enough.
I just feel that there would have been a lot more, I don't know, classier ways he could have come out and voiced his opinion rather than just going to, you know, the Twitter account and posting it to however many followers he has. So, yeah, it's just kind of one of those iffy things.
Yeah, Chase, I just sit there and wonder. You know, Rashard obviously is a very opinionated guy. I think Rashard is a smart guy. I don't think that he's not educated. You know, he went to Illinois, and he obviously, you know, is well-versed in at least some things. So I think he's an educated guy. I don't think there's any problem with that. But it's just, yeah, how you go about these things is big for these athletes because they're voicing their opinions about these things that a lot of us don't know a lot about, and I just don't know if he, as an athlete, knows a lot about.
Mm-hmm. And it's one thing, too, to, like, say things behind closed doors and to have it come out then and have to be responsible for it then.
Sure.
But to voluntarily come out and do this on your own accord, to me, kind of shows, you know, that whatever happened, it's not like we should feel sorry for it in a reason because he kind of butted upon himself, if that makes sense.
No, Chase makes a lot of sense. And that brings, I mean, you bring up a good point. I mean, if it's something that somebody overhears you say, that's one thing, but to actually come out with this tweet and say it so directly.
It's basically Twitter is your own media outlet.
Yeah.
It's your own media outlet run by you, checked by you.
Yep.
And he just did not show enough disclosure.
Discretion.
Too much discretion.
Yeah.
I agree totally, guys. I'll hang up and let you guys finish the show.
All right, Chase, we appreciate it. That was a good call by Chase. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, I know we do a sports show, and I know yesterday you had brought up to me, I think we should mention something about Bin Laden. It's a huge deal. And I said, yeah, I agree. But I'm not going to sit here and spout off. Look, I'm an American. I understand what he did and what he tried to do to our country and to a lot of other countries, too, in the war on terrorism. I'm glad that he's gone.
Yeah, I was happy to.
Yes.
And I'm not afraid to say that if anybody wants to call up and argue about that, they can. I mean,
that sounds like a challenge.
That's how I feel.
No, I totally agree.
Rashard feels the same way about his feelings.
Right.
But, you know, he's a guy, an athlete, that's throwing this out there, and I'm willing to defend mine. I'm just wondering if he's willing to defend his because he hasn't been on Twitter since.
That's a good point. Well, it really is, and it's just, I mean, it's a touchy subject, and like you said earlier, he's got the right to do it.
359 call, 359-2255.
Tay and Jay Show. 55 degrees, Tay and Jay Show. Latte, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter, 552. We're wrapping up the show, but we want to get Michael on from Champaign. Michael, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Just a couple comments about what Mendenhall tweeted. And for being someone who's worn the uniform, when people hear that, I guess the cleanest response to that is moron. But, you know, he's entitled to his opinion.
Sure.
And I'm kind of curious if anybody would really care if he was simply a graduate of the U of I and not, you know, a Steeler. And I understand that you know, him being in that position, you know, people pay attention to it. But I guess finally, in reference to the actual tweet, last time I checked, the brain wasn't a bone, so...
I like it. Well, Michael, I think you brought up the point about if he was just a graduate of the U of I or if he was an NFL player. I think totally, because he's an NFL player, that he's going to get more...
I care way more about what Michael thinks about the situation than Rashard Mendenhall. And
totally.
I think that's what it comes down to is, Rashard, what are you standing on? And, you know, Michael's been in the uniform, so I respect what he has to say way more than him.
Totally.
And but Michael, I think a lot of people can't argue with him. Rashard's a football player. I think they can.
Yep. Michael,
well, I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. And, you know, Aaron said it a half hour ago, and I appreciate what he said. What do you think those 24 guys that are rappelling down a rope, not knowing what's going to meet them when they hit the ground?
Right.
Assuming that if Osama bin Laden is in this compound, that there's going to be a ton of security there. I mean, these guys have got to be going in there thinking we might be in for a crazy, crazy thing here. And kudos to them. They got in. Got it done, got out, did everything right, just as you would expect them to do.
Yeah, I think Rashard Mendenhall, I don't know if he'd take it back, but, you know, he has his right to free speech, and that's why this country is great. And,
I agree.
And that's the one thing I actually like about Rashard is, he's not afraid to voice his opinion. I'd just like to hear what he has to say now. I mean, does he regret it, or does he want to stick to it? I mean, that's kind of the thing, but kudos to Rashard for taking an interest in this. A lot of people didn't. I saw some people tweeting that, why do they keep talking about this? So I'd rather see a guy tweet some opinion about this than to just not pay attention at all. So
it's good stuff. I mean, well, and it's a touchy subject. It's one that I am not comfortable talking about at all. I'm not. But I think it's one that we got your opinions on, and I appreciate it. I think I've stated my opinion.
Yep.
I'm excited about what happened. It's just not something I'm comfortable talking. I'm much more comfortable talking about the Bulls and Derrick Rose.
And I thought about tweeting something at the time, but I just stepped back and said, this isn't mine. People don't want to hear what I have to say. My expertise is sports. I'll send that out.
I will say, your AAA guy over here, I put a pretty gleeful Facebook post that night.
Well, that's Facebook.
I was very excited about it.
That's Facebook, too. I mean, you can control who reads your stuff.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. And I'm not a professional football player.
Right.
You're not even a Major League Baseball player.
I let that dream die a while ago.
You're in the minors.
Yes.
Hey, I tell you some major leaguers, and that's at SK Home Improvement. Spring has sprung. The trees are blooming. Sun's shining. Your spring cleaning list has never been longer. These guys, though, can do it for you. They will help you knock out that honey-do list in no time.
Yeah, you've heard of my honey-do list. It starts with the lawn.
I
don't think SK Home Improvement does that, but they'll do everything else. They're certified professionals, have years of experience providing quality, trusted service to the areas. This is what they'll do for you. They'll do fencing, roofing, siding, windows, gutters, and decks. Again, fencing, roofing, siding, windows, gutters, and decks. Mm. They also offer the best warranties on all of their products. So call today for a free quote at 398-4812. That's 398-4812. Or here's an easier way. Request a quote online for your project at skhomeimprovement.com. Again, that's at skhomeimprovement.com. Contact Steve or Kyle. That's 398-4812.
These guys are trusted in the area, and they are well known. SK Home Improvement. The weather is going to get a little better. These guys can come and make your life better with your honey to-do list. Hey, Cardinals, Marlins, live from St. Louis, loud and clear right here. 6:20 is the pregame, 7:05 the first pitch on the new home of the Cardinals baseball. That's us, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
And we talked Cardinals baseball today with Mike Claiborne. He was kind enough to join us. We also talked Bulls and Sox with Adam Harris from 670, the score. And we also talked a lot about Rashard Mendenhall.
Yes,
if you missed any of that, you can go on our podcast at myconnectfm.com. Click on podcast in the right-hand corner, and you'll be able to hear us. If you couldn't hear us throughout the day, you can also stream us live at myconnectfm.com.
Our buddy Ryan Block, who manages, of course, Murphy's Pub, his brother, Chris Block, is a trainer, big-time trainer, up in Chicago, horse racing, and we're going to get him on hopefully tomorrow or Thursday to talk Kentucky Derby.
Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com will join us to talk Illinois basketball recruiting. Chris DeForest and Luke Guthrie, Illini golfers, join us in studio at 5 o'clock. Don't miss that tomorrow.
That's going to be fun. Hey, thanks for listening to us today. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM. See you tomorrow.